KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have mostly sunny skies. It's 57 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high near 90, winds northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Red Oak arrested a man wanted on a drug-related warrant following a brief standoff last night. Authorities reported around 10:40 p.m. Monday, officers were searching for a wanted subject, and they found 21-year-old Jacob David Bergeron of Red Oak at a residence in the 500 block of East Prospect Street. After a short standoff with law enforcement, Bergeron gave up without further incident. He was taken into custody on a warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance methamphetamine charge. Bergeron was booked into Montgomery County Jail on the warrant, along with an interference with official acts charge. His bond was set at $2,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted during the incident. At around 8:23 p.m. Monday, Red Oak police arrested 29-year-old Kyle Lee Foster Sr. of Red Oak on two counts of child endangerment. His bond was set at $2,000 also. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County early this morning arrested 43-year-old Justin Smith of Villisca. He was taken into custody at around 12:45 a.m. on a Fremont County warrant following a brief incident in the 100 block of 4th Street in Villisca. Smith was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held on two counts of ongoing criminal conduct unlawful activity with bond set at $50,000. Montgomery County deputies were assisted by Red Oak Police, deputies with the Adams and Cass County Sheriff's Department, along with Red Oak Fire and Rescue personnel. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office on Monday reported deputies executed two search warrants over the weekend and arrested three people on drug charges. The first warrant was executed at around 11:34 p.m. Saturday at a residence in the 300 block of East Knuckles Street in Red Oak. As a result of an investigation, 23-year-old Dawson Squires and 35-year-old Ashley Farmer, both of Red Oak, were arrested on two Class D felony counts each of delivery of marijuana. And at around 6:50 p.m. Sunday, a search warrant was executed at a residence in a 300 block of East Elm Street in Red Oak. And as a result, 25-year-old Andrew Brammer of Red Oak was arrested on three Class D felony counts, a delivery of marijuana. All three individuals were transported to the Montgomery County Jail. A man from Eastern Iowa's Linn County was injured during an ATV rollover accident in Guthrie County Saturday night. The sheriff's office said on Monday that 48-year-old Jeffrey Allen Barth of Marion was riding a Polaris ATV northbound in the 260th block of Lost Trail at around 8:50 p.m. and traversing a left-hand curve. Barth was traveling too fast, though, and his ATV lost traction on the gravel and entered the east ditch at a high rate of speed. When it launched off the roadway into a ditch and overturned, Barth was ejected. He suffered possible severe internal injuries due to blunt force trauma. The ATV came to rest in the ditch with Barth lying next to it near the fence line. Authorities say the vehicle had traveled 182 feet in the ditch after it left the roadway. Barth was transported by Panora EMS to the Guthrie County Hospital. He was cooperative and submitted to a breath test. His breath alcohol content, approximately 30 minutes after law enforcement arrived at the hospital or an hour after the accident, still measured 0.55, or nearly seven times the legal limit of 0.08. Officials say Barth was revoked for a prior OWI and had no insurance on the ATV. An ignition interlock device had been required but was not present. Criminal charges will follow. Meanwhile, authorities cited Jeffrey Barth for failure to maintain a reasonable and proper speed, careless driving, and violations of his restricted license. The ATV sustained about $500 damage. Authorities say Barth was apparently participating in an organized ATV event. When the accident occurred, he was found shortly after the wreck. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater Monday night announced the arrest of a former Orient, Iowa man as a result of an accident that claimed the life of a man from Menlo, which occurred west of Orient on May the 8th, 2020. An arrest warrant had been issued in Adair County for 41-year-old Elijah Daniel Davis. Davis is alleged to have committed homicide by vehicle and child endangerment. On May 8th of last year, 39-year-old Jeremy Lane Trickle of Menlo died when a 2000 Ford Astro van driven by Davis struck Trickle's 1946 F-100 pickup head-on just after 5 p.m. on Highway 25 east of Orange Avenue in Adair County. Both vehicles came to rest on the north ditch. Trickle had been ejected from his vehicle during the collision. Davis suffered serious injuries. In the investigation that followed, local information was developed that indicated Davis may be currently residing outside of the state. The U.S. Marshals Service for the Southern District of Iowa in Des Moines was contacted and their assistance was requested. The cooperation between multiple agencies resulted in the arrest of Davis on Thursday, June 10th, 2021, in Fort Myers, Florida, by members of the U.S. Marshals Service Florida Caribbean Regional Fugitive Task Force. Sheriff Vandewater wishes to extend his sincere appreciation to the U.S. Marshals Service for their assistance in the investigation and arrest of Davis. The Adair County Sheriff's Office, he says, will now work through the extradition process and return Davis back to Iowa. In other news, the sheriff said 26-year-old Trey D. Anderson of Exira was arrested Saturday night on an Adair County warrant for domestic abuse, assault, second offense, and false imprisonment. Anderson was being held at the Adair County Jail on a $3,000 bond. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.